Good Saturday morning to you. The last day of the month of September. It's time once again for our wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are things?
Things are well. We had some pretty good noisy rain here the last day or two, and I imagine you did as well.
Indeed. That rain and all the leaves falling, etc., reminded me, you know, in spite of our warm weather, fall is right around the corner. And while we change our wardrobe and everything else for fall, I think you ought to change some of the wines you drink. And there's some very interesting wines, in my opinion, that just are perfect for fall weather. One, of course, is White Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is overlooked all the time by people who are looking for wine to drink, and they just don't think of it. But White Bordeaux is really a marvelous wine, and it's a blend of Semillon, which is my idea of a perfect fall grape varietal, and Sauvignon Blanc. So if you're trying a bottle of wine for fall, why not try something like Chateau Major Blanc? It's an entrée du mer, which means between the two seas. It comes from Bordeaux. It's heavy to Semillon, light to Sauvignon Blanc. And it'd be marvelous if you're having fish stew like cioppino or bouillabaisse or just a plain old New England fish. And it'd be marvelous if you're having fish stew like cioppino or bouillabaisse or just a plain old New England fish boil. It's just perfect. Of course, you've got a little more money to spend. Chateau Carbonneau is one of my favorites, but it's about $50 a bottle nowadays. However, there's one for under 30 called Chateau Gravy Lacoste, which is also a very, very good white Bordeaux and would be very nice to have in the fall weather. Another area that's totally overlooked and shouldn't be is German Rieslings. German Rieslings are perfect for the fall. If you had all the money in the world and you wanted to marry a wine with any kind of smoked meat or smoked fish, look no further than just even a straight Riesling. They go perfectly with smoked food. I'll never forget the first time I had that combination was in Germany. We had smoked trout with a lovely, light, delicate white horseradish sauce, and they served a wonderful straight two-core Riesling from the Tannisch Vineyards, and it was just a marvelous experience. So Semillon and Riesling are very, very good wines to think about for the fall. For white wines that you don't normally think about, Semillon is an interesting varietal. You got to watch the Semillons from Australia because they're very lean, and I don't think as good in the fall as Semillons from France or Italy or even California. South Africa makes a lot of Semillon, and speaking of South Africa, one of their great wines from South Africa is Chenin Blanc. And believe me, if you're having anything pumpkin, a Chenin Blanc is a good wine to choose. You know, we always recommend that people have Bouvray with their Thanksgiving dinner. Bouvray is 100% Chenin Blanc, but Bouvray comes from the Loire Valley in France. And I was just astonished when someone told me to marry a Bouvray with pumpkin flavoring. And I thought, it doesn't sound right to me. But put them together, boy. Marriage made in heaven, absolutely delicious. So that's just a few of the whites. Let's not forget some of the reds for fall. How about Syrah? Syrah is the principal grape type of the northern Rhone Valley. And you know that wonderful smell of fallen leaves or white, sweet aroma that takes over if you kick into a big pile of leaves? That's Syrah to me. It has that earthy flavor that you get from falling leaves. And it goes very well with any hearty kind of food. And we've talked about the Grenache, which is another grape type from the Loire, or from the Rhone Valley. And that's primarily a southern predominant grape type, the Grenache. The Syrah comes from the northern Rhone Valley, Grenache, southern Rhone Valley, although they have Grenache and Syrah in both places. And as a matter of fact, we talked a couple, 3 weeks ago about GSM wines. And GSM wines are Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. And what they're like is a little Rhone wine, because all little Rhone wines are blends of those three red grape types. And these earthy flavors that come from Syrah, Grenache, and GSM make them perfect, in my opinion, for fall dishes. Those earthy flavors are just made for fall. And those wines, are, if you haven't discovered them yet, by all means, you need to do that, because it's terrific. And even a little simple Côte de Rhône, which are very, very inexpensive. And as I say, they're blends of that. Most of the Côte de Rhônes are heavy to Grenache rather than Syrah. But you can get a wonderful bottle of wine for $12, $10, and it go perfectly with any of your fall dishes. Beaujolais, unfortunately, everyone thinks of Nouveau Beaujolais, which is light and fruity and easy to drink, and it's sort of a quaffable wine, not to be sipped. But at the time, we forget the other Beaujolais, the Grand Crus of Beaujolais, the Morgans, the Fleuris, the Moulin Avance. Those are all towns in Beaujolais that give their name to special wines that only can be grown around those little towns. And Morgan is a perfect one to have in the fall. It has just enough earthiness that it'll go very nicely with roast chicken or roast turkey. It also holds up well against burgers on the grill. And like I say, if you're looking for just a straight Beaujolais, those are great summer, springtime wines. But if you're going in the fall, as I say, with a little nip in the air, you want a little more substance and body to the wine. And the Morgan Limonier absolutely does that, and it's a wonderful, it's a BOGO right now, where you buy one for one price, you get the second one free. And like I say, it holds up so well with even simple dishes like a burger on the grill. Unoaked Chardonnay is another wine. You know, some Chardonnays these days, you almost have to get out a chainsaw to cut the heavy oakiness. Those unoaked Chardonnays are perfect, in my opinion, for this time of year. They're not too heavy. The smooth vanilla notes, really rich flavor. You open a bottle after picking apples, and there's nothing better than an unoaked Chardonnay. In fact, you want to try something interesting. Bite into that apple, and then taste the Chardonnay that's unoaked. And what you'll see right away is what the French have known for years. They have a saying there, if you're selling wine, serve cheese. If you're buying wine, eat apples. That malolactic acid that's in the apple sharpens your taste buds tremendously and makes you more appreciative of the nuances that are in that unoaked Chardonnay. It's a wonderful, wonderful wine to have, as I say, with anything, apples. It's a great wine. And then let's not forget Viognier. Viognier is another wine from the Rhone Valley. It's a white one, and Viognier is just marvelous at this time of year. I like it year-round, but at this time of year, it just lends itself, in my opinion, so well to root vegetables. We have one called Laforge Viognier that's very modestly priced, about $12 a bottle, and I think it rivals some of the Viogniers that are $20 and $30 a bottle. And if you're having root vegetables, turnips, parsnips, carrots even, just try a glass of that Viognier with it. You'll be absolutely blown away by it. But anyhow, these wines are so interesting and so perfect for the fall weather with a little nip in the air. It's really terrific. And let's not overlook some of the wines from Italy. Barbera is a great one. They have Barbera d'Asti, Barbera d'Alba. All that means is it's the Barbera grape from Asti, the Barbera grape from Alba. It really is an interesting grape type, in my opinion. And it can be a real hit. You don't want to have the heavy oak styles in this because they have just too heavy. But then in the light ones, there's a hint of chocolate, vanilla, and spice in the nose, and it goes so well with different dried herbs, pot roast, even sausages and meatloaf. A good Barbera can't be beat for that type of dish. And then let's not forget the Italian Dolcetto. Dolcetto is marvelous wine. It's often called the Beaujolais of Italy. It goes, again, well with burgers or have it with meatballs. Or how about a big glass of Dolcella d'Alba with a hearty beef stew? It would be absolutely great, this Beaujolais of Italy. And, you know, when you're thinking about that, is Amarone is a great wine for fall, too. Amarone is very expensive. We have what I call the poor man's Amarone. It's called Amacone, and it's a little lighter, not quite as intense, and not quite as sweet as Amarone. And it so nicely pairs with almost any Italian dish. And also Italian dishes go so well, in my opinion, with these kind of wines, because Italian dishes are just that hearty fall stuff. You know, you've been avoiding a lot of carbs during the summer. In the snippy fall day, you lace into a nice lasagna or a great pasta dish, pasta bolognese, would be absolutely wonderful. So I think you get the idea. Some of these things are just wonderful for this time of year. A fall is a welcome time, you know, whether you're a hunter or you just like to be a peeper and walk along and see how the leaves have changed colors, or visit the North Shore of Minnesota, which is, in my opinion, at this time of year, one of the most beautiful water drives in the entire world. You drive along the North Shore of Lake Superior on the Minnesota side there, and it is just breathtakingly beautiful. And how much nicer that little trip would be is if you stopped and had a bottle of fall wine to share with another friend that beautiful scenery and that beautiful content in that fall bottle of wine. But I think it's the time of year, as I said, we switch to so many things at this time of year. We're wearing a little heavier clothes. We're eating a little heavier dish. You might want to try a little heavier wines. And while we're talking about those heavier wines, let's not forget Zinfandel. Beware of the real heavy Zinfandels. Those, to me, are strictly winter wine. But a kind of light-bodied Zinfandel, like Windstorm or wine like that, is just perfect. You know, those Zinfandels go so well with ribs and anything barbecued. A Zinfandel is just about perfect wine to have with that. It, you know, it has a sweet, smoky nose and a little tobacco in the aftertaste. It's really far, far more than it used to be called when it was called the American weed. Today, Zinfandels can take their place alongside any wine for high quality, etc. But as I said, what you want to watch out for is don't get those big, heavy alcohol Zinfandels that are real intense and big. Those are more for winter. We're looking for fall stuff here, which is light and luscious, like those white Bordeaux that we talked about. And don't forget that those Dolcettos that I mentioned from Italy go very, very well with pizza. And, you know, it's kind of fun to me how clever people are. They can make pizza on the barbecue grill and make pretty darn good pizza, I might add, in that manner. And so that's another great dish for fall. Pizza on the grill and one of those little Dolcella or a Barbera from Italy would be absolutely perfect. Some of those Barberas have kind of a vanilla bean nose to them that really complements all those tomato sauces that you get on Italian food. And, of course, I'd be very remiss if I didn't mention Ted Farrell has a 6 for $60 fall selection, 6 bottles of wine for $60, specially chosen for the fall. He's got a Projection Chardonnay, which is, again, completely unoaked. It's a wonderful bottle of wine. He's, as from Italy, El Jamon Grenache. Well, Grenache is the same as Grenache grape. Grenache is just the Spanish varietal of Grenache, the French varietal. And it is terrific. And then he's had a Barbera d'Alba that we just talked about, Natalie Varga's estate Barbera d'Alba. It's a great bottle of wine. A little Cote de Rhone, just like we talked about. And a Cabernet for fall, and from Paso Robles, instead of from up around Napa Valley. The wines are a little more accessible and not so big and overpowering as Napa Cabernet. It goes well with that. And he's even included, which I find delightful, a bottle of rosé. And he chose a rosé that's perfect for the fall, Domaine Fazzi. It comes from Corsica. So it's a little different than most rosés that are from France or from Italy or Spain. It's Corsican rosé, Domaine Fazzi, and it is a delicious bottle of wine. And again, you'll find all of these six in Ted Farrell's 6 for 60, which is available at all the Haskell stores.
Absolutely. I love that deal. That 6 for 60 has been a great idea. Now, Jack, tell us about all the locations we can find Haskell's.
Indeed, I will, Denny. The folks at Haskell's love to marry food and wine, and they marry food with your fall menu perfectly. And best of all, they'll do it doesn't break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior right at the Excelsior dock. Haskell's in Faribault off of 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be believed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday right in downtown. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
All right, Jack, let's join up again next week. What do you say?
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.